Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. It is such an honor and such a privilege to be with you today. And please write us. Let us know you're thinking about us. Pass these podcasts on to your friends and your loved ones. We want to bring encouragement and maybe just a nugget of revelation that you can grab hold of here and understand what the Bible's really saying. You know, there's so many scriptures that's been taken out of context over the years. We've been taught some things. We've said some things. We've taught some things ourselves and been taught some things ourselves that just doesn't line up with the Word. But we want to go to Galatians chapter 1, 8, and 9. And we've been talking this week about the forgiveness of sins. Now, we see that Paul was preaching grace. We can find that pretty much scripturally in Acts chapter 14, 3, 4, and 7. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles, and they were preaching the gospel there. Now, what was they preaching there? What were they saying there? What were they talking about there? So, let's go back up to Acts chapter 13, 42 through 45. There are no other qualifications for being forgiven of your sins. All who believe in Jesus receive the forgiveness of all their sins and are justified from all things. Paul was proclaiming that he would be justified from all things if he only believed on Jesus. The more revelation you get of the finished work, the more you will receive an impartation of faith for any situation, even seemingly the impossible ones. When the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sunday. When the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews as devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. And when the Jews saw multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things that were spoken by Paul. So we see here, Paul was speaking grace. The whole city was coming to hear that word because they wanted to hear that message and that revelation of grace. Now, I want you to see what Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, 8 and 9. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. And as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. So he's double cursed here, the people that's preaching any other gospel outside of the grace message. And I want you to understand that he double cursed these guys and he said, look, if they're preaching anything other than what I'm preaching, what I've been telling you, then they're cursed. I want them to be accursed. Now that's pretty strong words. Paul's pretty arrogant here on this, sounds like. But then Galatians chapter 1, 11 and 12 says, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from a man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now look at Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. In other words, he doesn't remember anything that you've done wrong because you're in Christ. Knowing that you are completely forgiven destroys the power of sin in your life. We've got to understand that the power of sin has no power unless we give it to it. You got to give sin power. Power has been destroyed by the marvelous grace. Grace is a person, and his name is Jesus. You know, we know that the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We got to understand that he didn't receive this revelation from man, nor was he taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, we know that Paul in Corinthians had an experience 14 years ago, in the body, out of the body, he's not real sure. But he got a revelation of Jesus Christ. Guys, is it possible he got this revelation of this message of grace, because nobody had ever preached grace. Paul was the first person to share this message of grace. And you know, most people believe in grace and they operate in grace. They believe that it takes grace to get us born again. But do they really live by that grace message? Do they really know that grace is sustaining us every single day? That grace is keeping us every single day? That grace is watching over us every single day? Are we really sure that grace is what sustains us? So we see here that the city wanted to come together to hear that same message because they didn't hear the law anymore. They didn't hear the Ten Commandments. They didn't hear the 613 Levitical laws and Mosaic laws. They didn't hear any of that. They heard the message of grace and they understood, because you got to understand something. We don't have to confess our sins to be forgiven. We just have to believe in Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, all of our sins are forgiven, because we don't live from confession to confession. We live from faith to faith. And that's the beauty of grace.